Let's talk now to Minister for the Environment, Alan Kelly. Minister, we've agreed to talk to you about new legislation aimed at preventing developers buying out social housing requirements from councils. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But if you would first, to get your reaction to this ongoing controversy relating to John McNulty's Shannon bid. Those remarks we heard earlier from Minister for the Arts, Heather Humphreys, saying she cannot divulge the identity of the individual who suggested to her Mr. McNulty as a potential member of a state board because, she said, it is a Fine Gael matter. Do you accept that?
Really, to be honest with you, I have no interest in it. I find the whole thing quite bizarre. Maybe there's a requirement or a need from some sections of the media to find out who it is, but I really think it's irrelevant. She made the appointment. It was her decision. How names came to her is a process that I suppose is different in every occasion. So really, it's not something I have any interest in, to be frank.
You've no interest in this and no concerns that perhaps there was maybe something improper went on, the possibility that the opposition is concerned about, that may be the case?
I've no reason to doubt the minister whatsoever, to be honest. She said what she said. She said that names were suggested to her. She decided to appoint somebody, and really, that was her prerogative. I mean, I've no reason to doubt somebody. It doesn't seem... You know, you could go around life doubting people all the time in relation to issues, but I've no reason to doubt the bona fides of the minister. She's somebody of great honour, so I've no reason. I think this whole issue, though, is now getting farcical. It's bizarre in the extreme, to be frank.
But on a political level, and the tarnish to Joan Burton there, your party leader taking fire again in the Dáil, as she did last week during leaders' questions also, would it not just be simpler if Minister Humphreys told people exactly who forwarded the CV to her? Would that not deal with this matter, just on a political level, to resolve it?
Well, maybe so, but that's a matter for Minister Humphreys. I'm just saying from my perspective, it doesn't really matter to me who did suggest it. I don't see really what political issue was in it, to be frank. So, I mean, from my perspective, it doesn't really matter. I don't think from a Labour Party perspective it really matters. I wasn't in the Dáil today. I'm out making an announcement in relation to the planning and housing, which I'm on your show to talk about. But so I'm not aware of what went on there. But I presume the opposition are, again, making mischief in relation to an issue which I think now has done the rounds. It's quite bizarre in its whole operation and how it came about. And I think, you know, even from an election point of view, the election is going to be a bizarre process as well, considering the majority, of a lot anyway, of people have already voted.
And have you already voted, Minister?
Well, my ballot papers are actually sent to Tipperary, and I'm up in Dublin all week, so I haven't voted. But I do know from talking to my colleagues, and I would have done the same. When I get my ballot paper initially, I'll fill it in and send it off straight away.
And will you be heeding John McNulty's request that you not vote for him?
To be honest with you, my position on it is very simple. I have no intention of voting for a Sinn Féin candidate. I have no intention of voting for a candidate supported by Fianna Fáil. So in that scenario, I believe in voting. I have no option by default but to vote for the government. What was the government candidate was always my intention, and I'm not going to change it.
Okay, if we turn now to those measures you're announcing today, billed as a major reform of the planning process. This affects directly the provision of social and affordable housing and how developers are obliged to provide that. Just talk us through briefly what measures you're introducing.
Well, this is the start of a number of measures I'm bringing in. I'll be bringing in a further planning bill subsequent to this, and I'm also going to be announcing a very comprehensive social housing strategy post-budget. But today I'm announcing four measures. The first measure is a change to Part 5, which will require anyone who's doing developments of housing that 10% of the units they build will have to be made available for social housing. And under this model, if it had to be in place since 2000, we'd have had 15,000 social housing units. So I think this is a very progressive step, and I think it's far better than the model that was in place previously, which wasn't working. Secondly, I'm bringing in a vacant site levy. And this is something that has been put to me by many people across the spectrum of our society. There's people driving around the cars today looking out the windows and seeing sites that have been vacant possibly for over a decade. So we'll be putting a levy on vacant and underutilised sites. It'll start off at 3% and can go all the way up to 6%. It is at the discretion of local authorities, who will have to propose the areas where this will happen in their local area plans. For instance, within the two canals in Dublin, between those two, there's over 600 large sites vacant. Two more things we're doing is we're bringing in flexibility for local authorities as regards development contributions. This is to stimulate development. So, for instance, if there are developments out there, which there are, which haven't moved yet and have been under old development charges, well, an awful lot of the local authorities have changed their development levies down, and now they'll be allowed to put the new levies towards those applications, which will hopefully stimulate growth. And finally, we're also allowing local authorities to change up or down the duration of planning permissions for large-scale developments, so that in cases where it's necessary, they can go and speak to developers and say, you're not making progress, so if you don't actually use your permission, we can take it away. So it's kind of a use it or lose it scenario.
Okay, there's a considerable number of measures there, Minister, but there is a big pressure at the moment and huge waiting lists of people waiting for social and affordable accommodation. There is also a growing problem with homelessness, which requires an immediate response. The measures you're outlining there, in large, will result in a medium-term response in the next weeks and months. What are you doing to introduce a more rapid response and to tackle the issue, particularly of those struggling with homelessness and waiting for social affordable accommodation?
Two things. Firstly, there's a homeless strategy which has been in place, which is 80 actions, which is monitored on a weekly basis by my department. For instance, I brought in the four local authority managers in Dublin yesterday to go through it. One action of that, for instance, is to make sure that all the vacant voids, the houses that are boarded up across Dublin, are being closed off and finished to make them available for people straight away. And there's many more actions than that. And the second thing we're doing is, in a couple of weeks' time, I will be launching a very, very dramatic and progressive social housing strategy, which will have immediate actions. The key issue here is funding, obviously, and we need to build houses in local authorities again. We also need to find funding mechanisms to be able to develop housing at a rate that hasn't been seen in a number of years.
And we also have Minister...
That activity will start straight away, because we have already used the lag time in between the last number of months to get local authorities ramped up to start building houses.
And we've also got, Minister, finally, the larger context here of the housing market. What of the central bank's suggestions that there be limits on the amounts that banks can loan in mortgages in terms of relationship to income and the percentage of the total cost of a property to prevent a bubble occurring again? Do you think that those measures are wise?
Well, I think I like the fact that the central bank are looking at this, and I welcome the fact that they have. I think there is due consideration to what they're saying, and I think it's necessary. I'm glad to see that they are taking this initiative of looking at it, because I'd like to see a central bank observing what's going on and observing the activities, because we all know that it didn't happen to the level it should have in the past.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks indeed for taking the time to speak to us this lunchtime. Minister for the Environment, Alan Kelly there. Now, finally, we go to our political correspondent, David Davenpower, finally before the 1:30 break. David, robust exchanges in the Dáil today, a lot of heat around this issue. Alan Kelly there not impressed, suggesting it's something that only the media and the opposition parties are concerned with.
I'm not sure that's true. I think that Fine Gael supporters are aghast at the way this has developed. Whatever about the ministers and TDs, I think they voted in good faith for a party that was going to undertake a process of reform. I think the pressure could now well come on Heather Humphreys. She said today she's not at liberty to say who approached her. That's consistent with what the Taoiseach has been saying. She may have expressed herself a little awkwardly, highlighting her lack of experience in dealing with the media, but she still faces quite a few questions which the opposition will be levelling at her. It doesn't matter who the official was, but what do they say to Heather Humphreys about these appointments? Did they invoke the authority of the Taoiseach? Why did she expand the board of IMA to make these appointments at a time when the thrust of her department's policy was to shrink or even do away with the boards of cultural institutions across the board? And why on earth did she appoint Mr. McNulty in the knowledge that he was a Shannon hopeful, when he would have to stand down from the board of IMA if he got the nod to actually stand for Fine Gael? These are all questions she's going to have to answer. One further point, very striking there, that Alan Kelly said he's going to vote for John McNulty willy-nilly. He may be giving a signal to his party colleagues. I think that John McNulty stands a chance of being elected to the Shannon, which would be a really bizarre twist to this already strange story.
Okay, plenty more to come, and we have been looking for Minister Humphreys throughout the week to talk on the programme unsuccessfully. Our political correspondent David Davenpower there.